blast off.
Born
to be wild.
Jason Bourne.
Or Born of Earth? Because it's Friday.
It's Friday. You're not going to get Jason Bourne. You're going to get Born of Earth. Hot Boy Shane, the Cannibal Mighty. We're here, and did you ever think that this movie, Born of Earth, would have anything to do with demons?
No. Demons that come out of the ground and probably caused all the greatest catastrophes in the world.
It's literally insane. It's actually, like, pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
It's also hilarious how Danny Kessler, whose family gets killed to these demons, really is the foremost expert because he's the only one that's actually has seen them. And there's been some guy that's been researching them for 20 years but hasn't seen them at all.
Yeah.
So how's that even a thing?
I don't know. This movie kind of makes little to no sense.
No, it really doesn't make any sense. How that guy, that author, wrote books on them. How would he even know about them if he's never seen
because
them?
Because the idea, right, is that no one who has seen them has survived until Danny Kessler. But yet this guy has written multiple books about them, of these creatures that no one has seen because no one has survived.
Yeah.
How often do they come around? Like every 5 years?
Yeah, actually, the whole movie makes literally no sense as we've dissected it.
Oh, it makes zero sense. These demons come whenever they want to. They kill whenever they want to.
But they have an end game.
The only
and
thing...
it's fucking children.
The only thing... that's the only thing I like about this movie is the end when you find out who the demons are.
Yes.
That's literally the only thing I like about
it. It's pretty cool. It's pretty dope. I like how when you kill them, they just turn to dirt.
They turn to a green ray.
Yeah. Like mush.
Yeah. So,
sap.
Before we get into the movie itself, is Daniel Baldwin the worst of the four Baldwins?
Fuck no. I put him like top three at least.
So who's fourth?
Probably Dave.
The fuck is Dave
so
Baldwin?
How many Baldwins are there? There's a Billy, there's a Daniel, there's a Steven,
there's an
Alec. So is William Baldwin Billy Baldwin?
Yes. I feel like Daniel's the worst of the Baldwins, right?
He's probably the one I heard the least about.
Yeah.
So Alec's the most popular, right? And then Steven's probably the second most popular. Yeah. And then there's Billy. And then, yeah, Daniel's probably the... I don't know who's the worst. He's definitely the least popular.
Yes. But I don't know. I feel like I've seen a Billy Baldwin movie, and he was better than Daniel.
Look how quick he is down those stairs, though.
He's kind of fat.
He definitely cares about his family.
But he can move, though.
His family does... this movie does open with...
his face there.
The movie does open with his wife being killed in the kitchen and his kids being taken into the underground by these creatures.
Sucked into the dirt, because you do see, like, the evil dead hands pop out of the earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? You actually do see the creatures, like, right away hop into the... they're very good at B&E. They make great B&E men.
Oh, kind of like me. Like, I'm an ace B&E man.
They do, like, hop right in through the window.
I'll tell you what they do better. Scale buildings.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
I got a question. Why is Brad Dourif in this movie?
Like, I don't
know.
I feel
like he's way too popular for this movie.
Maybe
he was literally in Lord of the Rings.
He took a quick payday for this, maybe?
People got paid for this? Like, I don't think that's... like, a paycheck movie is, like, when Nick Cage is, like, doing, like... at least a movie people have heard of, but like Season of the Witch.
Mm.
Like, I don't think anyone got paid for doing this movie.
Yeah, you're right.
How much do you think these actors got paid?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
A Snickers?
But Brad Dourif, like, he was still doing Chucky movies. Like, he was coming off Lord of the Rings. Like, why is he in this?
Maybe he's good friends with, like, the fucking...
Daniel Baldwin? Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. Because, you know, DB is the homie.
Daniel Baldwin is... better than Alec.
He's a top three Baldwin, I'm telling you now.
Jesus.
Yes. I mean, I don't know any of their personalities besides Alec, because Alec's just very Hollywood and outspoken. But everybody else, I don't really know. I know that Steven does faith-based movies. Yeah. Billy was, like I said, Billy was hilarious in fucking Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Incredible.
Did Alec escape prison? Did he go
to... that whole thing's still going on, I believe. I have a question. Do you think Alec... doesn't talk to his brothers because he thinks he's better than them?
Probably.
Because Alec gives me that vibe.
He gives me the air. I want to give him the benefit of the doubt, but like, he does give me that air that he's above.
Yes, his brothers. And I can't, we can't like say for sure.
No, we can't substantiate.
I just get that
vibe.
He's definitely got way more fucking money because he was on 30 Rock.
Yeah, but Stephen Baldwin literally has Usual Suspects money.
Well, Stephen Baldwin has been in Stephen Baldwin's been in some real banger movies.
Yeah.
There's also, and I don't think he's related at all. I'm actually going to say I think he's completely unrelated from the Baldwins. He also looks nothing like the Baldwins. But there's an Adam Baldwin. Adam Baldwin is Adam in Baldwin. Firefly and that other TV show that I can't name right
looking
now.
Looking up Adam Baldwin. Actually, Matt, look that up for us.
Yeah. Do something for a change.
Is Adam Baldwin a relative of the other Baldwins?
I'm going to go ahead and say no, but I'm curious.
I'm telling you, you're sleeping on Dave.
I think you're thinking of Dave Bautista.
They are not brothers and are not directly related, according to Google.
Why would they use that language? Not brothers and are not. So are they indirectly related?
What does that even mean then?
Do they mean like they're not biologically related, but they're friends? Like, I don't know what that means.
Did they just give him the last name?
They just share the last name, but they're from. It's just a common lineage.
Yeah, it's a common last name, like Dave.
Well, the thing is, the four brothers, I don't even know if they're brothers, so I don't know their relations, but they all look alike, right?
They do.
Adam Baldwin looks nothing like them, so.
That's true.
Yo, can we review Four Brothers on this pod?
No.
It's too much money, right?
Yeah, that's a high budget film.
Yeah, Garrett.
Like, literally Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, Garrett Hedlund.
Garrett Hedlund, Tyrese Gibson, and Andre 3000 are all in that movie.
That's crazy.
Not to mention Victor Sweet.
Money.
Oh, yeah, Victor Sweet. God damn it, I like the way you do business.
Yeah.
One of the best lines ever uttered in a movie. So let's talk Daniel Baldwin in book sales.
So yeah, we hop ahead 5 years later. We're at a book signing. Probably not a Barnes & Noble. Where do you think
they are? This is probably like a...
This is like a BAM, a Books A Million.
Yeah.
Or a local bookstore maybe, I don't know.
Probably just local.
But yeah, So they reference this family that's just like... kind of wants to meet him and they want to cut the line because he may know what happened to their and they never cut back to those people like at all.
No, never.
But Daniel Baldwin's going to get to them and basically say like, I need to talk to you because I know more about this than you. Yeah, subject matter expert.
He doesn't ask permission to cut the line.
Oh, that scar looks way worse in about half the... That scar, it gets exponentially worse.
Throughout the movie?
Yes. Yeah. That scar looks insanely worse.
Maybe it flares up when the demons are around.
That's a theory.
You know what I'm... Are you picking it up?
I'm picking up what you're throwing down.
Because I'm throwing it down right now. Yeah. So yeah, they have a meeting in a cafe on a Wednesday in a cafe.
It also looks like a burn scar. It doesn't like... I don't understand. If it's supposed to be like a bite or a scratch,
hold
it looks like a burn scar.
Do we know what... Did he get bit or scratched?
Yeah, he does get hit.
He gets hit.
I think he gets hit by them.
Why did the demons, they didn't want to kill him? They could have killed him, probably.
No, it makes no sense. That's what this movie makes no sense. Because the whole plot is the demons leave no one behind, but for some reason left him behind. But for some reason, he's not the expert. The other guy is, who wouldn't have information on them because no one has studied them. It makes no sense. Like, none of it makes sense.
Definitely doesn't.
Maybe he thinks it's a conspiracy, but...
No, he thinks it's real. That's why he writes books on it. But how would he know that they exist if no one has survived?
We're trying to justify something that we can't justify.
I know. I'm getting very angry.
And these guys really, besides this conversation, are purposeless throughout the film. Because, to be honest, especially the author, because they're just going to be in a car until the very end. Yep. And then when they reconvene with Baldwin and crew, he dies immediately.
Yes. He's like, I have really important information to tell you, and then dies.
It's like literally nuts.
Which was the the important information he had to tell them that the demons are kids?
I'm assuming that's what it was. Again, how would he have figured that out?
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
He doesn't give him any, like, it's all Kessler giving him the info.
Yes.
He gives him literally nothing.
But wait. At the end of this, he wants to tell him something important, and he books it because he's got to go find Kelly.
Right. But, like, how does he know that, like Brian said?
Again, we're trying to justify the...
Again, but there's another thing. He wants... There's another reason why this movie doesn't make sense. He's like, I need to talk to you, and then he's the one that leaves their meeting.
Yep.
Like, it is really bonkers.
While that guy, like you said, is still trying to portray information.
Like, I'll be honest, I think this whole thing with the book is an irrelevant story that doesn't need to be had because they don't attribute anything. Except they just add additional fodder.
Love fodder. Let's move on to Kelly and her daughter who's dating a 40-year-old.
Oh my God, you noticed that too?
That dude was old as shit.
He's also irrelevant to this movie.
He dies like shortly after he tongues this high school girl.
But like, it's also pointless. Like, his death isn't mentioned ever again. Like, I don't think anyone of the characters know he dies.
It was just to add another death.
Yeah.
He also has a dad who dies on the couch.
I thought it was his roommate.
No, I think it's his dad.
Oh, because I just assumed they were both 40-year-old dudes living.
Yeah, they're both old men, so it's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah, so basically, Daniel Baldwin's whole goal now is to go back to the town to warn his sister-in-law and her daughter.
Who he hasn't seen in
5 years.
Yeah.
That they have to get out before the next coming of these creatures. Which I also, before they show who the daughter was, I thought was going to be a child.
Me too.
The daughter is also like 37. She's in high school, but
yeah, like, she's meant to be in high school dating a 37-year-old.
Yeah, but like, why is this whole thing? It's like, I'm going to bring you to the fair. What 16-year-old girl is going to want to go to the fair with her uncle?
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's a good point. He just wants to get him out of town.
I get it, but like the fair,
Do we want to talk about this when he goes to the store?
Oh, and there's this guy outside.
And he's looking, asking for this baby. And I think the reference is that he lost his.
Yes.
Mysteriously.
I'm assuming.
But it's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, man, you can't be out here scaring all my customers like, yelling pancakes.
They're like, look, Lou, you can't steal another person's child. He's like, okay, I'll try another store.
Jesus, it's so stupid. So Daniel Baldwin's going to like go into the store and he's going to ask about shit. And then there's like a sheriff that's like spying on him. And he's like, what's that guy want?
I love the guy at the front desk. He's just like, wait a minute. You're Danny Kessler.
He's like, your wife got fucking slaughtered, yeah?
And your kid's stolen and no one knows what happened to him? That's you, right?
Brutal.
You want some skull? Here's some dip.
Oh my God.
And then we get into a kind of a side story of a crooked mayor.
Yeah. Who's got the police force working for him, and they want to get Danny Kessler out of the town. Which, that's another stupid fucking story, because Danny just wants to get his family and leave the town, but the sheriff is trying to make him leave the town.
Without Kelly.
But why? Like, why can't he just leave the town with his family? It's not like he's staying in the town.
He's crooked.
I actually think he's actually just retarded, because, like, his plan is to disrupt the guy's plan, which is the same plan as his, which is just to leave the town.
Well, good news is the mayor dies in an unfinished house.
That's true.
He never got to finish his house.
Is he things like him bringing up the story of missing kids going to give him bad publicity, and he thinks just by like staying in town that's going to happen, but if he leaves town, it won't happen?
But yes, but he knows Danny wants to leave the town, but
he at one point says,
I just don't think his plan will be solved either which way.
He says at one point he'll do anything to keep this town running. I guess that includes kidnapping.
Yeah. So he's going to go and visit the sister-in-law, Kelly, right?
Yeah.
He's going to let him know. She thinks he's crazy. He's saying, listen, this will all be solved. I promise you what I'm saying is true, and I'll prove it to you.
And
all
what we got to do is the best scene of the movie.
All we got to do is go to the fair. That's it. Just come to the fair with me tonight.
Yeah.
You, Haley. And Haley's too busy just like hooking up with like rando goth dudes.
Yeah, rando 40-year-olds.
Just like in their fucking 1982 Firebird.
Fucking Pontiac.
Yo, dude, she mentions how he has a badass car. And then he pulls out of the driveway. You see the car in full and it's just a giant piece of shit.
It's just like blowing smoke.
Don't sleep on that guy's car, dude. That thing was a fucking pussy slayer in the day.
Also, like, I don't know when this book was written, but like, if you look at this book, it says the title of the book is like missing. Like, look at this. How does this dictate what's going on?
Yo, that is 100% a phone book, and they just put a cover on it, right?
Like, yeah. The how does the missing have that title is so general? How does it relate to these like century old demons that come out of the Earth's core and have literally made people disappear for thousands of years. How are they? How is that the missing book going to explain the lost colony of Roanoke?
Oh, no. Dude. My God.
When he starts talking about like the 100,000 Mayans that went missing. That shit's funny.
Yo, this shit is.
Oh, maybe this is around Halloween time because there's a pumpkin. See my keen eye there?
It's a keen eye, dude.
It's a very keen eye.
Thanks.
That is just the keenest eye. Did anyone think this girl was going to survive? Like, I thought she was, like, the main character besides the Baldwin.
Oh, I did not think she was going to die, no.
No. No, right?
That was shocking.
It actually almost seemed pointless.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Like, the twist shouldn't have been her dying. The twist was just the kids being the creatures. Why did she have to die? It was kind of stupid.
She died, and I feel her daughter did not properly grieve for it either.
No, because the movie ended. Yeah. Like, 4 minutes after she died.
They made the sheriff to be, like, the secondary hero instead of her. So, like, the sheriff is, like, the guy that was, like, playing dog to the mayor and then does make a turnaround knowing, like, this cover-up is not ideal.
This guy, though, is also in, like, 100,000 movies. Russo?
Sheriff? James Russo, yeah.
James Russo. He's in so many movies. Like, he's in, like, I think he's in Donnie Brasco and, like, just a whole bunch of other stuff.
And Born of Earth.
Yeah. But, yeah, so basically, eventually a different cop is going to have to escort Daniel Baldwin out, so he's not going to be able to get to his family, and the mayor is going to go back to his house, and the mayor's going to get murdered by the creatures, because the creatures are just out now. So they just decide this night, like, 100 of them are going to come out and just start rampaging throughout the city.
There's
like, the city's actually on fire.
There's a legit still shot of, like, the lawn of that unfinished house, and you see, like, a trillion of them just like cross the screen and just like, what the fuck? Like there was like three of them and now they're literally out.
Doesn't the author make a comment like something about how their like numbers are growing?
Yeah. So they won't be afraid to come out in full force.
So now they're just, the whole town's dead.
But like, it's another thing where it's kind of dumb because like they kill four of them at the end and then they just disappear.
Yeah. So the sheriff has like a good character arc at least. Like, he's just under the mayor's thumb.
But then he breaks free to help them at the end.
Yeah, and the mayor constantly threatens with him with, like, being fired and shit. And the mayor dies in an unfinished home.
You're really hammering in that unfinished home, I see.
Yeah, because he deserves it.
Anyone have something good to say about this movie?
There's only one thing. And I just think that it's at the end when they're attacked by them after he kills the author. Mm-hmm. And actually after the Kelly dies, I think it's towards the end when just him and the daughter and he sees like the bracelet of his daughter on like in the ash of one of the dead ones, the dead demons. And he's just like, oh, I get it. It's the children. So the children are the ones that they take them back because they're the ones that become the demons.
Yeah. So they kidnap kids so they could keep growing in numbers.
Yes. What these creatures are or how this all started, we don't know. But
how do they burrow into the ground and not cause giant divots?
Yeah, right. Because that would be the dead giveaway that like the ground is all upheaved and the grass is no longer there.
Yeah, I mean that's my biggest thing. It's not like the movie. It's not the fact that there's a huge Armageddon of demons. The fact that like you're literally destroying the vegetation.
It's crazy.
Like can we make sure that there's like. Here's the thing, like, if you're coming in and out of the ground, fine. You know what I mean? The worms do, like, people do it. But let's just not destroy the vegetation.
Right. Well, what are you, a bunch of groundhogs? Just destroying vegetation? It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But they were born of Earth, so maybe they're, like, exempt from destroying Earth. Also, Kelly, she's like a hot mom energy. I'm into it.
You have actually only talked about this review.
No. See, that's bullshit. I'm going to call bullshit because you're a bullshitter. I've brought up a bunch of times how the mayor dies in an unfinished home.
So those are your actual... I have a question. Did you watch the movie? Because those are your only two takeaways.
Like, I was in and out of it.
Okay.
That being said, movie's lit. Because you got a top three Baldwin.
You got a top four Baldwin.
You got crooked mayors who die in unfinished homes.
Right.
Dudes with high school chicks and dog shit cars. You got scaling of houses. You got still frames of fucking.
Yeah, this is rough.
Oh, dude, they go in the sewer at one point.
Yeah,
yeah, there is a sewer scene.
You find good shit in the sewer. Did you know that?
What do you find in the sewer, Mike? Besides Jason Voorhees,
probably like coins.
Oh my god! Yeah, so the author is literally. He catches up to them and he's about to reveal this big secret and then instantly gets murked. His whole character, like Brian said, was pointless.
Yeah, because the whole story is retarded.
And his film crew also gets murdered in the sewer.
Irrelevant. They're all those characters are irrelevant. They give it absolutely nothing.
Yo, two dudes the author's with, they have like a weird beef for some reason. Yeah. They don't like each other. And then they both die in the sewer.
The whole movie is actually irrelevant. Like, there's nothing relevant in the movie. It's a collection of irrelevant subplots made into a movie.
Correct.
With a decent twist at the end.
Yes. Would you recommend this to people?
We'll find out very shortly. Is there anything else to say?
No. I got nothing.
Only him and the daughter survive, right? That's it.
No, sheriff.
Oh, the sheriff.
Oh, and the sheriff, yeah.
So the three of them.
Because he has a good character.
She'll probably date him.
He makes his arc.
Because he's 40 years older than her.
No, that sheriff's pushing like fucking 70.
Wait, that's her type.
No, he's not. But he's like, pushing 70. He's like 50.
This movie has a lot of things I hate: old people and young kids.
Oh my god,
hate them both. But this mom, though, yeah.
You like the mom, huh?
Yeah, bang for sure.
Okay.
Jesus, that's if Shane doesn't get to her first.
Okay. You know what? Let's just fucking review this movie. Rate it.
Matt, hit the fucking button. Hit the fucking button, Matt.
Three.
Unbelievable. What a slave.
One.
Yes.
How? Literally how?
I knew it. That one I could have sniffed out.
Dude,
I know how.
I just laid it out to you. I like a lot of stuff in it. Especially mayors that die in unfinished homes.
Where's Frank?
I'm dead. I'm broken. I'm a broken man from this movie.
Oh my god.
I thought it was an easy watch.
No, it's not a hard watch. I wouldn't even put this bottom 10, but it's not a good movie.
This movie,
I can't recommend it.
It's as schlocky comes.
Yeah.
The story makes no sense. It's paper thin.
It's literally a schlock fest.
I mean, there's plot holes everywhere, but is it schlocky?
Yes.
Do we want to talk about the character transformation of the sheriff not buying into the mayor's bullshit? Maybe that's the pro of the film.
That is the best storyline of the film.
Other than, like, you know, the kids, but...
He doesn't want to be a lab dog anymore.
He's tired of it because he's pushing 70, so you know he's been going through it for, like, 40 years.
And we got a lap dog right here.
Oh my god.
Literally.
Yeah.
We have
sleeping animals everywhere.
This is a pandemonium here at the studio. Guess what? We're not done reviewing movies that are very sentimental to our past.
Bro, I feel like there's so much more we could talk about here.
No.
Is there?
No. There isn't. That's why I'm going to reveal next week we're doing one more heavy hitter. We're doing Haunted Boat.
Yeah.
We mentioned it a lot. We're finally doing it. Haunted Boat coming up next week. You see these finger points, Mike? You see these finger points?
Is that from the same company that made Pirates on Ghost Island?
An Axe of Death, I believe so. Oh, and we've already did Pirates of Ghost Island.
Shane, pick one.
Oh, God.
Pick one.
The mom.
Yeah. Yeah. She's kind of a baddie.
Hit the button.
Guys, let's take a deeper dive into the lore of Born of Earth.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, bad enough.
I think we talked about everything that we need to.
Bro, the sheriff could low-key get his own movie.
It's been alive
for so long.
Tune in next week, www.thefinalpodcast.com. Oh, we'll be there for the B show. We'll see you Mondays
think
for
about
the A show.
Think about
his unfinished home.
Is anybody ever going to finish that house? I doubt it.
No. No chance. It'll be forgotten.
Guys, on three.
Where's Frank?
Where's Frank? One, two, three. Shane? Where's
Frank?
Where's Frank?
Frank?
There we go. Thanks, Matt.